The Gemara we're learning now in Masechta Menachos deal with the halachas of tefillin and sefer Torah and mezuzah. And the Gemara in Lamed and the Gemara Lamed Aleph on the Beis and Lamed Beis and the Aleph discuss how a mezuzah, the parshas of the mezuzah, are written. In the Torah, we have, if we look in the sefer Torah, we see that there are two types of separations between parshas, which are called a parsha stuma and a parsha psucha. Basically, a parsha psucha, we leave from the end of the parsha open till the end of the line, and a parsha stuma, we leave only a space of 9 letters, and then we start the next parsha on the same line. Parsha psucha, if it's at the end of the line, we leave a whole empty line. So the question is, when we write a mezuzah, how do we write it? When we have a mezuzah, do we start V'hayim Shemaya on the same line as we finish Shema Yisrael? Right? The mezuzah consists of two parshas, the first two parshas of Kirishma. So do we write V'hayim Shema on the same line as we finish Shema Yisrael? Or do we start a new line and make it a parsha of Tzucha? So Machlokes in the Gemara, the halacha is that we make it stuma, like anyone looking at mezuzah will see that there's not an empty line between the parashas of Shema and V'hayim Shema. So the Gemara brings a difference of opinion if it's supposed to be sotum or pasuach. Then the Gemara says here on Daf Lamed Beis and Aleph, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Omer, mitzvah la'asoytim stumas, v'yavdilo psucha shapir domi. In other words, he explains that the shita which was brought before, that it should be a parsha psucha, doesn't mean that it must be a parsha psucha. Rather, that it's okay if we leave it pasuach. But the ikar din, in other words, the chatchila, we're supposed to make a parsha suma. Umay psuchas to come of Shem Be'elazer, ah psuchas. But Rav Shem Be'elazer said that we can make a parsha psucha means that it's even good if it's a parsha psucha. But not that we must. Later Messiah. So the Gemara tries to bring a raya to Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak that everybody holds that we need not have a parsha psucha and a mezuzah. Why? Because we have a mishki yoyte boy, so bring from a brayta. Say for Torah Shabbola, u'tfilin Shabbola, ein oisim mehen mezuzah. Let's say we have a sefer Torah which has gone out of use. Some of the amudim were rubbed out or ruined, it can't be fixed. Or tefillin shabbalu, same thing. So now we want to salvage some of this sefer Torah or the tefillin. So we'll say, look, tefillin include the parsha of Shema and Vayim Shemaya, so in the sefer Torah. So let's cut out the parsha from the sefer Torah and make a mezuzah out of it. So the Baisa says, "Ain oisem mehem mezuzah l'fi she'ain marina mitusha chamura l'ktusha kala." Both sefer Torah and tefillin are considered more kodesh than a mezuzah because they have more Torah and they're more askaris, so more shemus. So therefore, we say, "Ma'alim b'kodesh v'ain marina." That means that we have a lacha that we're never allowed to take something and decrease its kedusha. And therefore, we're not allowed to take a sefer Torah or a tefillin and make it into a mezuzah. So what's the right? That's the Gemara. How am I reading? But if there wouldn't be a problem of ma'al mekadesh v'ein ma'aridin, oisin. You could. In other words, there's no practical problem in making it. There's an halachic problem. That's the Gemara. Amai, hocha stuvah mitzvah, hocha psuchos. If you'll tell me that a mezuzah needs a parsha psucha, if we look in the sefer Torah, we'll find that the parsha of Shema and Vayishma and Shemaya are written in stumas. So therefore, how would it be possible to take it and make a mezuzah, even if we wouldn't have the problem of Ma'al B'Kadosh Ve'im Ma'idin, but still, it's the way it's written in the sefer Torah is not the same way it's written in the mezuzah. It must be that we write in the mezuzah also sotum, that means everybody holds, even Shimon Bar Elazar, who said that a mezuzah is written pasuach, means af pasuach, but sotum is also good. Or else it wouldn't be a question could we possibly make a mezuzah out of the sefer Torah, because it's not written properly. Says the Gemara, it's not a raya. Duma lahashlim. So the Gemara says maybe we're using it lahashlim. So there's a Machlokes Rashi places what lahashlim means. Rashi says lahashlim means that we're not going to make a whole mezuzah out of this, out of what he had in sefer Torah. But if we're missing a line in the mezuzah, we'll cut that line out of the Sefer Torah and we'll take it on to the mezuzah. But Tosfos offers a different explanation. Tosfos says, how are we going to lahashlim? We're going to take what's written and we're going to add on. In other words, let's say Shema was written at the bottom of the column, so therefore we have underneath Shema, we have margin, so we'll fill into the margin behind Shemaya, and then we'll have a kosher mezuzah. That's one case. The other case is that if we had behind Shemaya written at the top of the column, we'll write Shema on top of it, and we'll have a kosher mezuzah. In that case, will be a possibility to make it pasuach or shotzim as we wish. Like it would be possible if pasuach could leave an extra line, and therefore it's no raya. What it means to take the sefer Torah, it means we're not going to make a whole mezuzah out of the sefer Torah. We'll have a half on what's written, and we'll continue on and write the other half and the margin that's left over next to this half of mezuzah. So therefore, it's not a raya. That how mezuzah should be written, we can take it as it is and be mashlim to finish off and make an entire mezuzah out of what we have from the Sefer Torah. So that's as far as the sugi here goes. The Taz in Hilchos Mezuzah in Siman Reish Tzadik asks a question around Tosfos. Tosfos brings two possible cases. Miramah brings them down as well. One case is that we had Shema, and we added on the bottom margin, Vayim Shemaya. And the other case was we had Vayim Shemaya, and we added on Shema. That's the Taz. We know the halacha is, it's halacha, la halacha, la ma'isa. Everybody knows that Tefillin and Mezuzahs have to be written to Sidron. In other words, they have to be written in order. So, given that, then out, in order to be, we could write today half a parasha, and 3 years from now finish it off. However, we write the second half, or we miss a line, we can't fix it anymore. It has to be written in order. That's one of the difficulties in writing tefillin and mezuzahs, that if a word is written wrong, we can't go on and we can't fix it. Or if we leave something out, we have to erase all the way back and write it in order. And if we wrote a shame, then we have to be going into it, because a mezuzah and tefillin have to be written kisidrum. So therefore, we can understand the case of Tosfos where Shema was written and we had on Vahari Shemaya. Shema was written a long time ago, before this Sefer Torah got old and out of use, and now we're writing Vahari Shemaya. But the other case of Tosfos, where it says Vahari Shemaya was written, and now I'm going to add on Shema, the actual like it says on, we're writing Vahari Shemaya before Shema. So, the many answers given to this question, the Taz offers that the sheet of Tosfos is that the Shaloi Kisidron is not when we write one parsha before the other parsha. In other words, a parsha is a unit, and each unit has to be written Kisidron. That means we can't write Pasuk Bay before Pasuk Al. But as it relates to the two parshas, they're separate entities. And therefore, these separate entities can be written, each one, if each one is written considerably, then we can put them together. And even though, la halacha, we don't hold like this, but that's the sheet of Tosfos, that holds that considerably is only said on each parsha, and the whole mezuzah doesn't have to be written considerably. Therefore, since Vahayim Shemaya was written properly, and now I'll write Shema properly, even though Vahayim Shemaya, the second parsha, which says in Ekev, was written before the parsha of Shema Yisrael, which was in Beth Chana, still, it's kosher. And he brings a raya. He said that that's be called kisidron, because we learn in Hilchos Kriyas Shema also has to be said kisidron. And however, in Kriyas Shema, the same thing is that if a person says, once he said the pasuk took him out of order, then he's not yoytzei Kriyas Shema. However, if he says the pasuk is not in order, if he first he says Vahayim Shemaya, and then he says Shema Yisrael, and then he says Vayomer, he's yoytzei Kriyas Shema. And the reason given is because since they're not written next to each other in the Torah, so therefore, Kisidron is only, is the way it's written in the Torah. However, since Shai and Vayim Shamaya, anyway, aren't next to each other, there's a whole sedra of half of Vashanan and most of Akev in between the parts of Shema and Vayim Shamaya. So therefore, it's anyway not the order. So it doesn't bother me if I say one parsha before the other. That's considered kesidra. So therefore, the same thing will be true here. Since they're not written one next to another, therefore, it's considered kesidra as long as I write the psukim which are consecutive have to be written consecutively. The psukim which are anyway not consecutive, they need not be written consecutively. That's Shita's Tosfos, and therefore, it's possible for me to add on the parsha of Shema to the pre-existing parsha of Vayim Shamaya. The Shach there on Nikudas HaKesef, where he's a Chalak on the Taz, he said that we don't have a ride from Tosfos to this halacha, and it will come out of Chiddush Halacha. The Tosfos hold that Kesidron is only written on each parsha. Said that Tosfos was going, so he was just giving examples which are not according to halacha. According to the Man D'Omer, it says that we don't need Kesidron by a mezuzah, therefore, such a mezuzah will be good. But in the meantime, we have a raya that you don't need, that we can learn the braisa that it's no raya that you need a parsha, that you need a parsha stuma by a mezuzah. But in the Chanani la'alacha that we learn from the Mechilta, we need Kesidron. Kesidron doesn't mean just Kesidron of the Tzukim, it also means Kesidron of the parshas. The Chaim Sofer in the Tshuvan Yerodea Resh Pei Beis also brings it out, and he says that to say that the parak of the Taz doesn't work according to Tosfos, because Tosfos further on Daf Lamed Aleph Beis says that Tefillin that have to be written Kesidron. Also, he says for the parshas that the parshas also have to be written Kesidron. In other words, we have to write them in the order that they're written in the Torah. So therefore, Tosfos himself holds that Kesidron, which is necessary for Tefillin, need also not just Kesidron of the Pesukim, but needs that the parshas also be written in order. So since the mezuzah we learn from the same place, in other words, it doesn't say Kesidron by mezuzah. We learn from the Mechilta. The Mechilta is talking about Tefillin, and the Mefarshim learned that mezuzah should be the same as Tefillin. So therefore, if mezuzah is the same as Tefillin, there's no reason to differentiate between the dinim of mezuzah and Tefillin. And if Tosfos says that like Tefillin, we have to write the parshas in order, so then too, mezuzah will also have to write the parshas in order. So if so, we go back to the question. So how could Tosfos say that we could add on Shema to the pre-existing Bahayim Shaya? So the Chaim Sofer is an interesting parak. He says that the problem of writing one parsha before the other is that if we write the second parsha, so it's not a kosher mezuzah. We have to start from the beginning. So therefore, by writing the second parsha, it doesn't get kedusha. It's as if I just wrote a letter. It wasn't a mezuzah at all, because I didn't start from the beginning. And therefore, if I read Vayim Shamaya first, that was like not written. And if I add on Shema Yisrael in the beginning, so I have Shema Yisrael, but I won't have Vayim Shamaya because it was written out of order. However, in the case of Tosfos, where Tosfos says that we had Vayim Shamaya, had a Kedusha of Sefer Torah already, so therefore, it's not just a letter. It was Kodesh already. Kedusha of Sefer Torah is sufficient for the Kedusha of Mezuzah. And in such a case, it won't bother me to add on the parsha of Shema Yisrael before Vayim Shamaya, because the Vayim Shamaya has already the kedusha of Sefer Torah. However, if I read Vayim Shamaya, if I read Vayim Shamaya first, and the mezuzah, it won't get any kedusha. And when I'll add on the Shema Yisrael, it will be possible because it's if I didn't write the Vayim Shamaya. So many achronim ask on the Chasam Sofer that. That is all true only if I say that I need Kesidron by mezuzah. But if I'll say that the parshas don't have to be written in order, so what's the problem? Why should Vayim Shamaya not get the Kedusha? Just because it was written first, but we're allowed to write it first. In other words, if there'd be actually a problem and say that we must lechatchila write them in order, then I could say that by writing Vayim Shamaya, Vayim Shamaya first doesn't get Kedusha. However, if you tell me that it works, it actually works, that there is no problem. In other words, that I don't have to write them Kedusha. They have just have to come out Kedusha. Therefore, there should be no problem in writing this second parasha first. So there's a few other truths I'm offered. It's brought down from the Sefer Kedushas Yom Tov, says that, and this is something which is very basic understanding in the idea of Kedushin. The way we understand Kedushin, the way we have it, Kalocha, is that it has to be written in order. In other words, it's something which relates to the act of writing. We can't, a person, it's very common in a Sefer Torah, which doesn't have to be written Kisidron, so the Sefer, many times, when he has a little bit of space before the end of the line, he'll start from the end of the line and write the letters backwards, so to fill in the space properly. In other words, it's easier, because then a lot of times we can eliminate those elongated letters that we sometimes find to finish off a line, by starting backwards. So we start from the end of the line and then fill it in, and the I word that is to fill in backwards. So in Sefer Torah it's okay because it doesn't have to be written in order. However, a mezuzah, it's something which relates to the act of writing. We have to write Shin, Mem, Ayin, Shema, Yisrael, Yud, Sin. We have to write them right in order. It has to do with the act of writing. However, there could be another understanding of Kedushin. That means that it doesn't actually have to be written in order. The only idea of concern is that it has to come out in order. In other words, I might think that if I put, I'll have a mezuzah, so if I put the V'chayim Shema on the top, and Shema on the bottom, so although the parashas are there, but they're Shaloi Kesivrin, because I have in front of me a mezuzah which is not in order. However, as long as I write V'chayim Shema on the bottom, and then I write Shema on the top, even though in the end of writing it wasn't written in order, the only problem is that it should come out in order. Well, the Taita Shita is that word, you understand, we need Kedushin, doesn't mean that it has to be written in order. It just, the end product has to be in order, and not in order. But if we understand that, then what's going to come out is, if we look inside the Mechilta, the Mechilta speaks there seemingly both about Tzun Shal Yad and Tzun Shal Resh. And according to this understanding, the only possibility of Kedushin will be in a Tzun Shal Yad and not Tzun Shal Resh. Why? Because a Tzun Shal Resh is four separate parshas written on four separate clocks. A tefillin shel yad is all four parshas written on one long clock. Now, according to the halacha, the way we do it, even the tefillin shel rosh has to be written kisidron. That means we have to write first parsha one, then parsha two, then parsha three, then parsha four. Machlekes Rashi and Tam, which is the parsha one, if we go according to the Seder of the Chumash, or we put a vayis emsa. However, they have to be written in the order which they say the Torah. The order was still put into the box. So in that case, when it has to be written like that, so there's considering even the Tzvon Shal Reish, because although there's separate parshas, they have to be written in order. But if we say that considering only relates to the end result and doesn't relate to the writing, well, in the Tzvon Shal Reish there is no end result because each parsha is separate. Obviously, Sukkim can't be written out of order. That's not a problem of Kedushin. That's a problem that it's gibberish. It doesn't make sense. It's not the Parsha Bechlal. A Parsha clearly is back from the beginning and the end. So if someone has in the end, when we talk about writing the Sukkim out of order, we can only be talking about the act of writing. If someone wrote, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, and then he wrote, Uchsavtem HaMuzvayit Yitzach HaVisharecha, at the end of the column, and then he wrote, V'haftas Hashem Elokecha, then we can discuss whether that's kosher or not. But if someone writes Shema Hashem, Elokeinu Echad, V'ahavta Mitzvotecha, can't be, right? Or even if it mix up the psukim, it also, that's a problem with Kedushin, it doesn't say what it says in the Torah. So therefore, obviously, when we talk about considering the end result, we're talking about the parshas being separate. So Bishlman, the Shal Yad, is a possibility. Someone put Vahoya at the beginning of the Shal Yad, and then they put Kaddish Lee second, and then they'll put Shema third. So he put the parshas Kuloi Kisidron. But in Shal Roish, since they're anyway written each one in a separate cloth, so there will be Shloi Kisidron. So according to understanding of Kedushas Yontif, that says that Shloi Kisidron is only in the end result, then we'll never be able to have Shloi Kisidron in a Shal. So he brings another type of Kedushas Yontif, that is that Taka Tosfos holds that we only need Kisidron by Tefillin, and we don't need Kisidron by Mezuzah whatsoever. But the Tosfos is speaking clearly about Tefillin, it's not speaking about Mezuzah, and therefore Tosfos will hold that actually we won't need Kisidron by Mezuzah. And according to the Halakha that holds that we do need Kisidron by Mezuzah, we won't be able to add on Shema to the outside of the volume somewhere that we have already. Now, so until now, we discussed the idea of Kisidron relating to either just to the parshas by themselves or relating to just to the end result. La'alocha, like we said already, the Torah says in Simulam Rebeis and Rechaim that a person cannot fill in what's missing let's say have a missing letter in a mitzvah, left out a vav at the end of the word, and he has space, he wants to fill it in. But in Sefer Torah, we could do it. We don't have to scratch out, we could just fit it in the vav. Or even, like the Gemara said before, in certain cases, we could put it on top of the line. However, in filling and mezuzahs, we can't, because it will remain Shaloi Kisidron. So therefore, we see from the Torah that his understanding of Shaloi Kisidron was not in the end result, but actually in the act of writing, it has to be written in order. That means we have to write it, we have to start, we have to write the first word, and then the first letter, and the second letter, and the third letter, rather than order. However, if you look at the Tshuva Saran in Siman Lamed Tes, he brings in the Sefer Tshuma and says that let's say someone wants to do like we had in the Gemara before. The Gemara brings before an idea of Tzliya. Tzliya is, in the basic understanding, that you left out a word. So like we do in our own letters, people do many times in the letter, they left out a word, well, they put a little mark, and on top of the line, in between the two lines, they fill in the word. So now, is this good in a Sefer Torah, and is it good in Tzliya Mezuzah? So the Sefer Tshuva says in Sefer Torah is good, but in Tzliya Mezuzah it's not good, because it's considered Shaloi Kisidron. Now the Ran explains, what does it mean Shaloi Kisidron? Not that I didn't write it at the proper time, but he said that it's in the improper place. In other words, if we look, even though someone will read it properly, when it's for Torah, it's good. Because when we read it, we realize that that small word that was squeezed in between the two lines really belongs in between the two words below it. And therefore, it reads properly, and for a Sefer Torah could be good. However, when it comes to Tefillin Mezuzah, it's considered written improperly. Because as far as the writing goes, it's line one, and this in-between line, and then line two. And therefore, although the writing relates, he speaks there about putting a mark in, and he says the mark it doesn't help, it might help for reading, but it doesn't help that it should be written that way. And therefore, it's considered Shaloi Kisidron because it's written improperly. So therefore, we see that the understanding of the Ran was that Shaloi Kisidron does not relate to the writing, to the act of the writing. The Shaloi Kisidron relates to how it is written in the end. And the only problem with squeezing in the extra word in between the two lines is because it will look improper. In other words, it's not Kisidron, because if we say what is written here, this is written not in order. Although the way it's written, it will be read in order, but it's not written in order. So Hilna, we dealt with the Torah, sheet of the Torah, who says clearly that we have to write in order. The sheet of Taisis, which we had a few sheetas in Taisis, but according to all the sheetas, except for the Shach that said that Taisis here was not Lalocha, but all of the sheetas say that the din of Kisidron does not relate to the act of writing. Because however we will answer the Taisis Kasha, clearly this V'hayim Shamaya was written before the Shema Yisrael. So therefore, if we say that the end result is good, or there's a problem in the Kedusha, like some Sefer says, so then it could be good. However, if actually there's a halacha in how it should be, in how a person should write it, not how it should be written, in then, clearly this will not qualify for Kisidron, because the second part was written before the first. So now we'll discuss the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam, Ishtim Aleph, in Parakei, Halacha Aleph, of Hilchas Tefillin, where we speak the Halacha Mezuzah. There he brings the Halacha that in a Mezuzah, the Parshas have to be written in order. In other words, we have to write them in order, but they have to be written in order. But when in Parakeis and Gimel, where he speaks about Tefillin, he does not bring this halacha. Even though the source for Kisidron is actually Tefillin, like we said before, and Mezuzah is only something we learn from Tefillin, however, the Rambam brings the halacha by Mezuzah, and he does not bring it by Tefillin. So, if we're talking about how we write it, how it should be written, how the source has to write it, then there can be no difference between Tefillin and Mezuzah, since both of them, if it says a din that it has to be written, Kisidron, it has to be written that way, so therefore, obviously, we have to write it out by Gimel, and we can't write it in out of order, and there'll be no difference that by Tefillin it should be Puzzle, by Mezuzah it should be Puzzle, and by Tefillin it should be Kosher. Even by Tefillin it will also be Puzzle, like we hold our Halacha, that Tefillin, which are written out of order, are puzzle. So something, obviously it's talking about how it should be written. So the question is, why is it that Tefillin could be kosher, at least to the other Shalai Kisidron, and Mezuzah should be kosher? So there's a, the Bishkirov brings as far from his father, Khan Briska, which he said is for Lagabi different halacha. Says as follows: the Rambam passes that even though Tefillin Shoyad L'chatchila has to be written on one cloth, but if somebody wrote four separate clothing on four separate pieces of parchment and put them all in Tefillin Shoyad, we have a discussion. So therefore, if we say that it's possible to put on four separate cloths, so we can't say that the parshas have to be written Kisidron. And it brings obvious raya. Let's say a person would have written on one shalyad out of order the four parshas. He wrote first Kashli, and then he wrote Bahayim Shamaya, then he wrote Shema Yisrael, then he wrote Bahayim. That's how he wrote the parsha. And now we'll come and we'll say this parsha is possible. And then what you can be able to do, he'll be able to cut it into four, and then it'll become kosher. Because we said if you write it on four separate ones, obviously there's no problem of how they were written, since they're separate, and there's no order whatsoever, each one is separate. So therefore, we say that a mezuzah, which we cannot write on two pieces of cloth, so therefore there's an order to the two parshas. Therefore, if you wrote it, and you have the second parsha for the first parsha, it's possible. However, it's filling. Since La Halacha, according to the Rambam, it's good even if you have four separate pieces of cloth. So therefore, even if you run on one cloth, out of order, it will be kosher. So therefore, the Rambam clearly also is learning that he it's something that has to do only with the end result. However, and that and how he read it, and therefore he says that therefore the Rambam holds that by a mezuzah where we have an end result, and we have an end result that has to what it looks like two parshas in the mezuzah, so therefore those two parshas have to be written in that fashion. However, in tefillin, which tefillin doesn't have an end result of four parshas written in order, because it's kosher even if we have four separate parshas. Therefore, if you wrote it out of order, it's also kosher. But we have to understand, where did he see? Well, how did the Rambam know that the mezuzah is actually one piece, in other words, one seder, which we have, which has to be written the first Shema Avraham Shemaya. Well, it's full, it's just a din that we should have the four parshas. So we see this also in the Rambam in Perek Beis, Halacha Beis. He writes that by tefillin, how we write the parshas, Sukkos or Stumas, are likuva. In other words, the three parshas are Stumas, and one parsha is Pasuach, and they have to be written that way. If they're written any other way, they're likuva. By mezuzah, he says as follows. He said that if he did not leave a space between the two parshas, then it's possible. Once he only spoke about the parshas, the space which are in between the two parshas. However, each parsha itself, in other words, if Bahaya has to end at the end of the line, or Shema Yisrael has to be a parsha psuch, he doesn't talk about it. All he talks about is the space in between the two parshas. And from that we see that, if we look in the Gemara, we see also that there's a Rambam Amar that holds that a mezuzah actually has to be written parshas tzuchas. Even though in the Torah, both parshas, if we look in the Chumash, we'll see both Shema Yisrael and Vayim Shema are parshas tzuchas. So what was the tzad to say there's parshas tzuchas? So it's true that the Ram brings the idea that they, and tomorrow also alludes to, that they were not written, not here, that they're not written next to each other in the Torah, therefore they could be parshas tzuchas. In other words, parshas tumas, they relate. One parsha relates to the other. Parshas tzuchas, they don't really relate to each other, and therefore these two parshas, which they weren't written together in the Torah, they could be tzuchas. However, halacha, we say they need parshas tumas. But we see that there was a possibility that mezuzah should have a different halacha than the way it's written in the Sefer Torah. So from that we see, from our Gemara we see that there's a difference between the tefillin and mezuzah. Tefillin, the idea is to take the parshas of the Torah and write them over and in the tefillin the way they're written in the Torah. Was the ksiva of the tefillin is the same as the ksiva of a sefer Torah. It's just we have a din to write these four parshas and put them all in a box and make a tefillin. So therefore, since the ksiva is like the ksiva sefer Torah, therefore the parshas have to be written like the parshas in the sefer Torah. Sukkos, Stumas, exactly the way the parshas in the sefer Torah, we write over in law, in the mezuzah, and then in the tefillin, and then we have tefillin. However, when it comes to mezuzah, we see we have a new ksiva. We have a new thing. It's called a mezuzah. It's not to write over, to take over the two parshas which we have in the Torah and write them over on a cloth and then have mezuzah. No, there's a din, uksavta l'zaysev l'sharecha, that it says we learn uksavta, we need ksiva tama, we need one piece. And this mezuzah is like a miniature not a sefer Torah, but this is a sefer. This sefer is a mezuzah, and it has two parshas. So now we don't relate at all to the halachas which these parshas have in the sefer Torah, because you're not taking parshas of sefer Torah putting on. We have now a new thing which is called the mezuzah, and the mezuzah has to be written with this halachas. So therefore, how we write Shema itself, Avraham Shemaya itself, is not negeh. Those are halachas which are negeh to the sefer Torah. The only thing which the Ram brings is how these parshas relate one to another. And how they relate one to another, they need space between the parshas. Well, because that's the way mezuzah is written. The Mezuzah is written that we're Sotrem, the Parsha of Shema, at the end, with Vayim Shema in the beginning. That's the Ksiva that the Mezuzah has. However, as far as the halakhas of the Parsha, which have the Sefer Torah, they don't relate to the Mezuzah at all. So the same thing will be Lagabi Kesidrim. In other words, the Lagabi are Tzulin. So we're writing over the Parsha of Sefer Torah. Kesidron. What these parshas, as it is, aren't right in the Sefer Torah. In the Sefer Torah, there's a space of three chumashim between Kadosh Likol B'chor and Vayim Shamayim and Shema Yisrael Vayim Shamayim. So therefore, these parshas, they're obviously what we're doing is we're writing over separate parshas from the Sefer Torah and we're putting them all together. We're making that out of its filling. But as a relationship between each parsha, they don't relate. It doesn't relate as kisidrim between the parshas because. As far as the copy from the Sefer Torah, there's a tremendous amount of blank space. However, in the Mezuzah, which we said that there's a relationship with these two parshas between themselves, and we gave a new halacha that they have a certain amount of space in between them, and they have to be sourcing together. So we see it first. We have a new Sefer Torah. We have a Mezuzah, a Ksivus Mezuzah, and a Mezuzah which is one chapter. It's one piece. Then it has halachas. So therefore, it has to be considered, because in this new Seder, it's not because it's Shema is written in Parshas Vatchanon and Vayim Shemoyah is written in Parshas Eker. Because as far as that's concerned, we don't write over the Torah, and we have a lot in between. The considerant is that in a Mezuzah, Shema is first, and Vayim Shemoyah is second. And that means considerant. The Mezuzah has to be written considerant, because we're not writing over the Parshas of the Torah, we're writing in a mezuzah of these two parshas with each ksiva, and therefore it needs to consider the way it relates to the mezuzah.